Welcome to Time with Abba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is November 28th, Wednesday, 2019, day 331. Today's topic, is it too late for King Belshazzar to repent that he did not need to die? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 132 verses 1 to 5, Daniel chapter 5 verses 1 to 31, or 2 Peter chapter 2 verses 1 to 22. Proverbs 28, verses 19 to 20. Today's main passage is from Daniel chapter 5, verses 18 to 31. Daniel told King Belshazzar, "Your Majesty, the Most High God gave you, Father Nebuchadnezzar, sovereignty and greatness and glory and splendor. Because of the high position he gave him, all the nations and peoples of every language dreaded and feared him. Those the king wanted to put to death, he put to death. Those he wanted to spare, he spared. Those he wanted to promote, he promoted. And those he wanted to humble, he humbled. But when his heart became arrogant and hardened with pride, he was deposed from his royal throne and stripped of his glory. He was driven away from people and given the mind of an animal. He lived with the wild donkeys and ate grass like the ox, and his body was drenched with the dew of heaven until he acknowledged that the Most High God is sovereign over all kingdoms on earth and sets over them anyone he wishes. But you, Belshazzar, his son, have not humbled yourself, though you knew all this. Instead, you have set yourself up against the Lord of heaven. You had the goblet from his temple brought to you, and you and your nobles, your wives and your concubines drank wine from them. You praised the gods of silver and gold, of bronze, iron, wood and stone, which cannot see or hear or understand. But you did not honor the God who holds in his hand your life and all your ways. Therefore he sent the hand that wrote the inscription. This is the inscription that was written. Mene, mene, tekel, parthen. Here is what these words mean. Mene. God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end. Tekel. You have been weighed on the scales and found wanting. Perez. Your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Then at Belshazzar's command, Daniel was clothed in purple. A gold chain was placed around his neck, and he was proclaimed the third highest ruler in the kingdom. The very night Belshazzar, king of Babylonians, was slain, and Darius the Mede took over the kingdom at the age of 62. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, the topic I received today is it too late for King Belshazzar to repent that he did not need to die? Of course, because God always gives us chance to repent. The sad thing is that he did not grasp that chance to repent. He thought that he raised Daniel to the third highest ruler in the kingdom, and he could get away from God's punishment, just like his father, King Nebuchadnezzar. Only God knows the secret of our hearts. He knew that King Nebuchadnezzar needed 7 years until he was willing to repent, and God gave him 7 years. He knew King Belshazzar would never repent, so he died that night. I think maybe he had 7 hours of windows. How about you? Any inspiration? Let's pray. Dear Abba Father, we know that no matter how rebellious we are, you will give us chances to repent. Help us to grasp those chances so that we can return to you and come home to be with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step for you? What is your next step to grasp those chances so that you can return to God and come home to be with Him? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.